Informed, non-inflamed. Politics.
Are we a little too anxious to go to war? Well, it seems many media commentators and those on social media are attacking the president for his performance in Turkey yesterday. I watched it. Granted, he wasn't Churchill, but he wasn't as bad as most of the commentators, especially those on the right, said he was. Just to clarify, no one has the answer for ISIS. All we have are actions that we in the West can take, and then the unintended consequences to follow. So Obama is probably wrong, and so are his critics. Here's what I saw yesterday that you are not hearing from a lot of the pundit class. I saw a president who is an introvert, not an extrovert. Read Susan Cain's book called Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. For too long, we have been ruled by extroverts who, many of us believe, just act quickly without regard for long-term consequences or really looking ahead. Obama is an introvert president, which is what we wanted as a reaction to the previous administration. But Obama is also a politician looking at the polls, and I think he still sees an American public that is not interested in going back to war or sending over our youth to die or get destroyed in a foreign land. I read a post on Facebook from a friend, Terry Prince, who said, in essence, if we are so anxious to go to war, then will those politicians agree to send their kids over? Is that an isolationist reaction? Sure, but like me, who has been with Marines and soldiers who have ruined their lives because of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, then this argument deserves some credence. Granted, a lot of those young men and women say it was their duty to go over and fight and their commitment. Second, listen to my interview with Will McCants. He is the author of the book, The ISIS Apocalypse. You can see it and watch it and listen to it on Blog Talk Radio. He was all over the media yesterday as the voice of reason. He said the Obama administration's plan against ISIS is actually working, and the unintended consequences of that success was what happened in Paris. ISIS was losing ground in Syria and Iraq and flexed their muscle in the backyard of the West. Now, I don't want to diminish the people on the right who seem to want to go to war instantly. This is a normal reaction. First, we feel for the French. Second, we are worried about ourselves. Could this happen here? The answer to that question is yes. But we also have to question the motives of the critics who seem to want an immediate military response. Too many of them would like to see a rise in oil prices and added military expenditures to help the bottom line of special interest that put a lot of their politicians in office. Obama's reaction seems to want to fight the knee-jerk reaction that got us into two protracted wars before. In addition, Will McCants points out in his book that ISIS began when its current leader, al-Baghdadi, was imprisoned by U.S. forces in Iraq with jailed members of Saddam's military. That is the antecedents of ISIS. Should this be the overriding factor? No, but to not consider what many Americans see, this is just as disingenuous. I have said this a number of times already. We are a nation at odds with ourselves when it comes to foreign policy. Read two books to see the differences. The first is The Accidental Superpower by Peter Zeihan. He talks about how a nation, we will become more isolationist because we have shale oil, while the rest of the world will be suffering from higher energy costs. The other book is called America in Retreat by Brett Stevens. He says, as American military might reduces, the world becomes a more frightening place. You can read reviews on my website of both books, which I highly recommend. I raised this dichotomy with Will McCants in my recent interview with him. He said, yes, we are looking for that sweet spot right in between. The United States has to take the lead as a nation, but we can't become the sole military power throwing our weight around, which only causes new battles and more enemies. So, did I give you the answers you want? Probably not, but at least I'm giving you the questions you might not hear from the pundit class. Remember this. You are on social media. That makes you a citizen journalist. What you say needs to make sense to carry weight. But if you're just mouthing what certain special interests want, then you are not helping the situation. That's informed, not inflamed.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.